Well, another series of special events for those of you who enjoy the great outdoors is coming up on April 9th to the Briggswoods Conference Center, south of Webster City. It's time again for the Little Wall Chapter Ducks Unlimited Banquet. With me is John Greenfield, who joins me on the phone line this afternoon. John, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad. So we were just talking off air about this event. I know that last year you had it, but the way it looks there, John, it's going to be all systems go for a big night coming up April 9th.
Yeah, we're planning on getting back to a full banquet and kind of getting back to what we used to do anyway, and hopefully getting up around 300 head involved. So it should be a pretty good size event for us, I would think.
Now, what's taking place that night, John, at Briggswoods Conference Center?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. I think when I was going over the game list and things that we had going on, I think we had over 21 different things that we were doing, and it sounds like it's kind of daunting, but there's a lot of it runs at the same time, so it doesn't really take as long as what it might seem. But we have live auctions and silent auction and games and raffles, and there's a lot of stuff for the kids. We probably get 40, 50 kids there, and you know, anywhere, we call them green wings. Anybody that's from zero up to 17 years old, or we consider a green wing, and they can get in for only $25. We have several different games for them to play, and we've always kind of prided ourselves on spending plenty of extra money on, and every youth that comes to our event goes home with, they get their name drawn out and get to go up and pick a prize out of a big, great big bunch of stuff. So they have a lot of fun, and then we also have a lot of stuff for the women there too. We've got a women's raffle and women's different things with the women's wine basket raffle and auctions and stuff. So, but we've got something for just about everybody that would enjoy being there.
And John, you got that right from what you're telling me here today about all the different items that'll be up for auction and much more. Now, let's talk about the meal itself there, John. I think that's the most important part of the night.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a big part of it. We're having prime rib and chicken marsala, I believe, and it'll be a buffet style. So there'll be, I think there's usually, I think, like cheesy potatoes or something and green beans and lots of different good stuff. And I know the cook staff out there is really good. They do a fantastic job with their meal, I know.
That's for sure. I know they had a great meal there the other night at Briggswoods for our friends at Pheasants Forever. But again, that's coming up on April 9th for the Little Wall Chapter for Ducks Unlimited with their big banquet. Now, John, let's talk about where the money is going to for this.
Well,
go ahead.
That's a good question, Pat. We're pretty proud that in the last 10 years, you know, it used to always, everybody's like, well, where's the money going? Where's the money going? Well, in the last 10 years, DU, Ducks Unlimited, has spent more money in Iowa on different projects than we've actually taken in throughout fundraisers in Iowa. So, and I mean, there's not so much right around here, but there's a lot of projects up in northern Iowa. Get up closer into the Prairie Pothole region where your money's doing more good, more of the ducks nest and stuff. But there's lots of different projects all over the state, actually. They do a lot with water control structures, and that's a big part of it is water quality. They kind of replace and put in water control structures to be able to drain down a lot of these wetlands and stuff so that they can dry them up and let the grass and weeds grow back up in them and then flood them back again. And that gets rid of all the invasive species like carp and stuff that destroy the water and their environment in there. So, but it's a good project to get involved with, and it's kind of fun to see. At our regional meetings, they show us all the different projects that they're working on and stuff, and it's amazing how much is really getting done in this time of day. But
again, we're talking with John Greenfield, representing the Little Wall Chapter for Ducks Unlimited, about the big banquet coming up April 9th at the Briggswoods Conference Center south of Webster City. How many chapters are there statewide there, John, of DU?
I think there's, I don't know the exact total, but there's almost one per county. I think there's probably 80 to 90, I think. There's some counties there's more than others, I know, but in Hamilton County, we're the only one in Hamilton County anyway. I think Story County had one or two, I think, at one point in time. But we're fast becoming one of the one of the biggest in our, the state's divided into three regions, and we're fast growing into one of the biggest chapters in our region, which we're pretty proud of. We've kind of started off kind of small, and we've outgrown about three or four venues now, and we've gotten to about the biggest one we can find in Hamilton County, and that's a good thing. So.
And you got a wonderful place, too, to have it there, too, John.
Yep.
At Briggswood's Conference Center.
Oh yeah, it's nice. I was out there here just this last week with a pheasants banquet, and we've been there for a couple other events, and it's really nice. There's pretty spacious. There's a lot of room for everybody to get around and have a good time anyway.
All right, and how many members do you have here in Hamilton County?
It varies. You know, we the last couple of years when we've been able to have a full one, we've been up close to 300 or a little over a couple times. So, you know, that starting when I took over doing the chairman position, we started off and we were pretty small. I mean, if we had 100 people, we were doing really good. And within 10 years, we've gotten tripled it. So that's a good thing, you know.
It sure is doing a lot of good for the great outdoors here for the state of Iowa. Now, if people want tickets there, John, how do they do that?
Well, there's different ways they can do it. We've got several committee members, and you can find us on Facebook, too, at Ducks Unlimited Little Wall Chapter, or they can call me at 515-310-0174, or they can buy them online, too, at which is very simple, at Ducks, D-U-C-K-S, ducks.org/events/Iowa, and they can be purchased online there, too.
And how much are the tickets again?
Tickets are, the singles are $50, couples are $75, Green Wings, which are the kids from up to 17, are $25, and then sponsors are $275.
All right. Do they get a magazine with that too there, John? Or?
Yep. They'll get a, and I think it's bi-monthly, I believe. So every other month they get a magazine, and it's a nice magazine. It's pretty informative and stuff. And then the kids, the Green Wings, get a younger version of that, stuff that would be more interesting to them, too. So.
Sure. So get your tickets. Should be a great time coming up on April 9th at the Briggswood's Conservation, the Briggswood's Conference Center. It's not the Webster City. You almost said the Conservation Office. I don't think you could have too many people inside the Conservation Office, but the Conference Center south of Webster City.
Right.
Right next to Briggswood's Golf Course for what should be a fun time, some good food, great auction, and a whole lot more during the Ducks Unlimited banquet sponsored by the Little Wall Chapter of Ducks Unlimited here in Hamilton County. Anything else have we missed there, John, or...?
I think that pretty well covers it, I think, Pat. I was going to say, if a lot of people are interested in the guns, we're going to be giving away over 40 guns at our event. So that's a good enough amount that everybody's going to have a pretty good shot at them. So.
All right, so get your tickets and have a great time at the Little Wall Chapter Ducks Unlimited Banquet coming up April 9th. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Pat.